And so there he was. He says, I just went to sleep one evening. I thought I just went to sleep. And it was later that I know that I have been dead. I thought I just went to sleep. And then all of a sudden, he says, but because of my power, I was able to wake myself up. And when I come to, I was like waking up at night. And that I was totally covered. My blanket was around me. And both sides of me, there were some people sleeping behind me, beside me and in front of me. And I tried to push my way, push aside away. But the thing is, apparently, according to some stories, that he had the wives. He had more than two wives. And that usually he went a bit between the two. And this is the way he thought he was waking up, having two people sleeping beside him, and tried to push them away, and they couldn't budge. And then as he fully awakened, he says, I began to feel that, you know, there was a hard substance in my right and to my left, gave the heave, nothing but. And finally, I was going to get up, left my head, and then I banged my head into the board, a logs. And then that's when I realized that I had been put into this Patawaskohegan. Because I have been dead. So it was then that I thought, this is cannot be. And so I finally, with my full strength, I just left off the top covering and then threw out the rest of the stuff away from me and get up. And by this time I got up, there were lots of snow, there has been a lot of snowing, and where I was buried has been covered quite a bit of snow, and the trail of my uncle is very, very old, barely seen, and that I was left behind, and that according to the burial procedures that my snowshoes were there, and my gun was beside me, and my axe was inside there, and then my snowshoes were standing beside me, and then my toboggan was there too, and in my box where I got up from my coffin, my blanket was there, my rabbit sleeping bag was there, and all my clothing was buried with me, had been buried with me, and everything that I own was been placed beside me. For our garden, according to our custom, our belief that a dead person needs those things in the next journey, afterlife. And for that reason, all my stuff were around me, so when I got up, I started to pick up my stuff and go on living. So there is part of that story that tells us the way people believe in those days, that they believe there is a life after death and there is a resurrection, that a body can well get up again and live again. But unfortunately, this man did not get up in the other world, but he got up in the same world and by his own power to resurrect himself because he was a powerful material. But of course, this is all in fantasy. This was an old man who was useless and totally nothing during his lifetime. But his stories were so fascinating amongst the children that they never forget that. And they really enjoyed his stories. And apparently they really never forgot about it and tell it to their children. And we carried on. But the important thing about the story is that, you know, there was this idea of life continues on, that there is possibility of resurrection. And that is one thing that we understand there. So therefore, our First Nation of Muskego believed life after death. And also they believed that a person who has the shaman power usually can extend its life for quite some time, if it's possible. But none has ever been found to live forever. All, no matter how powerful shaman they might be, have been found that they die somehow, some way. Same way as the rest of the people. And so, this guy, which has no name at all, tells a story on and on what happened to him after that. But we are not going to tell it all today. We are just going to leave it there. Because I am tired now, it is half hour since I begin, I will now call it a night for the time being. Hopefully I'm going to get up in the morning and add some more of this recording before I take it back to George. Thank you for listening.